Was the purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf to drown the Egyptians, or was it to save Klal Yisrael? If the purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf was to drown the Egyptians, then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it such a scary and stressful experience for the Jewish people? Rather, says the Ksav Sofer, the purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't for the Egyptians, it was for Klal Yisrael. The goal was to imbue within Bnei Yisrael Emunah Shlema, to get to a level of Vayaminu BaHashem uVeMoshe Avdo, which they hadn't reached up until that point. And why not? Why didn't it happen sooner? Explains the Ksav Sofer, they believed that it was Moshe's prayers throughout the Makos and Yetzias Mitzrayim which summoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu's favor. All the miracles that took place were not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather because of Moshe's beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was only now when there was a change. And we see this change in the Psukim, as the Ksav Sofer explains, Matitzak Eli Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'Yiso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, stop davening. Why should he stop davening? Explains the Ksav Sofer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at Moshe. Moshe, you're stealing my thunder. Every time they see you davening to me, Bnei Yisrael thinks that it's you who has the power to make miracles. Matitzak Eli, don't daven now. Tell them, Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'atem Ta'acharishun. Step out of the way for a second. Let them see me without your involvement. And then they'll get to a place of Vayaminu BaHashem uVeMoshe Avdo. And with this explanation, we can now understand another difficulty that's brought up by the Ksav Sofer, which is, why did Bnei Yisrael not sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they left Mitzrayim? Shouldn't there have been Az Yashir when they left Mitzrayim? Why did they wait till Kriyas Yamsuf? The answer is that they weren't yet secure in their emunah. They hadn't reached a level of Vayaminu BaHashem uVeMoshe Avdo. It was only after Kriyas Yamsuf. In fact, the Ksav Sofer explains that the only reason Bnei Yisrael were permitted to sing Shira was due to their newfound emunah. Otherwise, they would have been prohibited to sing, based upon the famous Medrash, where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, "Ma'aseh yadai tovim bayam, batem amrim shira?" The same would have applied to Klal Yisrael. What gives them the right to sing? The classic answer is, well, they experienced it. They were allowed to sing because they went through it. But says the Ksav Sofer, no, they would not have been allowed. But what gave them the permissibility to do so was because of the experience. That experience of witnessing the Egyptians drowning transformed them. It brought them to a level of Emunah Shleima, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's worth it. To see them having this transformative experience through with Emunah Shleima, they can certainly sing Shira. The Ksav Sofer does offer a slightly different answer as to why Bnei Yisrael didn't sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises when they left Mitzrayim. He says maybe they did sing some form of Shira. Maybe they did give thanks. Not just when they left Mitzrayim, but maybe even after each Makkah. But Kriyas Yamsuf was the first time that they felt secure in their future. Every other Makkah they gave thanks for the past, for what just occurred. But by Kriyas Yamsuf, they gave thanks not just for the past, but they gave thanks through the future, for the future. And that helps us understand why the beginning of the song is in future tense. Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel, then Yashir, they will sing. Why is it in future tense? Because this was the first time that Klal Yisrael had Emunah Shleima, because they were secure not only in their past, but now in their future as well. So based on all these different ideas that the Ksav Sofer writes over four or five different pieces, clearly what we see is that Kriyas Yamsuf was not performed was not experienced to drown the Egyptians. That wasn't its purpose. Rather, it was to save Klal Yisrael. It was to imbue within them a sense of emuna shlema. The Egyptians could have died and perished in any other way, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in such a way so that Klal Yisrael would learn from it and would emerge more faithful, more holy, and transformed forever. Have a great day.